Freedom Foundation honors Twin Vision. From the editor, recognition for the work of the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults is nothing new. One event was recorded in the May 1969 issue of the Braille Monitor. We reprint part of that article here as we pave the way for a fine centennial celebration that will take place in July. Here is the way the article was introduced. Editor's note: the following story is reprinted from the Van Nuys, California, News and was written by the assistant editor of the News, Haig Keropian. For its heart and latest contribution in bringing knowledge, understanding, and inspiration to the blind throughout the world, Twin Vision, an educational arm of the American Brotherhood for the Blind, today possesses the coveted George Washington Honor Medal from the Freedom Foundation at Valley Forge. This honor, as well as the presentation of special Twin Vision Awards to Mrs. Rocky J. Spicer, first vice president of 9-year-old volunteer Twin Vision Action Committee, and William Schiffmacher for his artistic contributions to the group, highlighted the organization's annual banquet. The Freedom Foundation Medal was awarded for the Twin Vision production of the Constitution of the United States in Braille. It was presented to Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, blind president of the American Brotherhood for the Blind, by Mrs. Theodore Flynn, a member of the Awards Committee, Los Angeles County Chapter, Freedom Foundation at Valley Forge. In her presentation, Mrs. Flynn said that recipients of the George Washington Honor Medal are judged on the basis of outstanding achievements in bringing about a better understanding of the American way of life. Since its inception, Twin Vision, which maintains its headquarters at 18440 Topham Street, Tarzana, has been cited on many occasions for its books, which make it possible for sighted parents to share rewarding reading experiences with their blind children and vice versa. Twin Vision publications have been sent to schools for the blind, libraries, and homes throughout the nation and in many foreign countries. Twin Vision Honors, the Golden Book Awards, were presented to Mrs. Spicer and Mr. Schiffmacher by Dr. Jernigan and Mrs. Jean Diane Norris, founder and director of Twin Vision. The Braille production of the Constitution was sponsored by the Pilot Club of Van Nuys, headed by Elizabeth Noble. Another highlight of the banquet was the presentation of the initial copy of the organization's new publication, The White Cane Story, to Mrs. Jacobus Tenbrook, widow of the late blind president of the American Brotherhood for the Blind. Mrs. Norris said, "The White Cane Story is dedicated to Dr. Tenbrook, whose inspirational guidance had made the publication of the book possible." Dr. Tenbrook had taken part in all previous banquets of Twin Vision. His impressive record of courage and accomplishment continues to serve as an inspiration to both the blind and sighted. Reference to Dr. Tenbrook's inspirational work was made by Mrs. Spicer during her acceptance of the Golden Book Award. She, in turn, was commended for her pioneering efforts with the Volunteer Action Committee by Mrs. Norris. Tributes to the memory of Dr. Tenbrook were also given by Dr. Jernigan, who referred to the significant value of the printed page to both sightless children and adults. He said the blind today are distinguished themselves as students and in many professional areas of activity. Dr. Jernigan said that blindness is not a great tragedy, and that the blind can overcome what he referred to as a nuisance handicap. He said the blind seek equal treatment and an equal share of community responsibilities, as well as an equal share in the rewards of community progress and development. "We have hope for the future and confidence in the present," Dr. Jernigan concluded.